Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a career development expert, author of something under a dozen books, which have sold over a billion copies across the galaxy, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's still working on my etiquette, I can tell you that, after many years hanging out with bad bosses, crazy coworkers, and other office idiots. I love that book, and she's our good friend. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for not giving up on my etiquette, by the way. I appreciate you coming back. You're a long-suffering worker on behalf of everybody around me. So, okay, Vicki, we've got this thing in the news right now that's really – it's just now in the news. It's not something new. I mean, people have been misbehaving in the workplace – in the marketplace, in the world for a long time, men and women, both, mostly men, because we're the more aggressive type. That's kind of what the way our species has evolved. And it seems to me that there are three controlling elements in this, and you're the expert, but I'm going to set it up this way and see what you think. One is the woman, we're just going to use it that way. One is the woman. And their behavior. The other is the man and his behavior. And then the third one is the employer, right? I mean, all three have some responsibility to keep everyone safe and happy and employed, right?
Yes. I'm going to add a fourth.
Okay.
I'm going to also say the workplace culture.
All right, but I would put that back on the company, though. I would say that comes under the company.
Yeah. I mean, there are just some companies where the workplace culture is safe and nurturing, and there's other companies where the workplace culture isn't like that.
But that kind of thing comes from the top, though. It comes from management.
Yes.
Even if it comes
from management and years and years and years of having no recrimination.
That's right.
You know, yeah.
So, okay, where do we start on this, folks, that we've got – the scenario is that we're human beings. What human beings are intended to do ultimately is to procreate, and you do that by meeting each other. And you know, in our society, we fall in love, but it has to start somewhere. But what happens when it starts in the workplace? That's getting a little dicier and dicier, isn't it?
Yes, it's getting very dicey in the workplace. A lot of times, you know, I mean, when I was working in advertising, a lot of times there were no rules at all that were spelled out to anybody. So, I mean, one place to start is to have, you know, a guidebook, a handbook, something that spells out what the rules are in that particular organization. That just helps everybody know.
Could we say this to guys? Guys, at least going forward from today, how you behave in society, out in a bar or at a picnic or walking your dog or whatever, how you behave in those environments, you need to have a different kind of a filter for the workplace. Whatever you do in the workplace has to conform with what you talked about a while ago, the culture and the policies and the expectations of the company.
Right. I mean, I think what we're seeing too right now with the Me Too movement is that some of these incidents happened 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And all these people are coming out and discussing.
What do you think about
that?
You
know, in a public forum.
What do you think about bringing things up that happened 20, 30 years ago?
It's sort of like making the public the jury on something that might have happened, you know, decades before. So I also think that in addition to the workplace culture, you know, needing to change probably. It's also the fact that the internet has brought it all out there. Like, everyone's dirty laundry is hanging out online.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the people who are, in my opinion, the most in jeopardy right now, and I really mean this, Ricky, are the guys. Well-meaning, well-intentioned people, a single guy meeting a single girl, and let's just go back to the classics, the basic way that the way this has worked out over the eons. It's been the nature of those two for the guy to make the first move, right? Hi, how are you doing? You look nice today.
Yeah. Right, and that's fine, I think. Hi, how are you doing? You look nice today.
Fine. I'm serious. I'm not making a joke here. Is that still okay? That's my nature. If I saw you and if you and I were working together, and I would probably say something like, Vicky, you look like $1 million today. Or Vicky, you look great today. Or something like that. And now if you knew me, you would know that I was sincere about that.
Right. I think there might be a slight nuance difference, though, between saying, oh, you look great, rather than, hi, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Because
how about beautiful? How about hello, beautiful? Is that the same thing as gorgeous?
I think hello, beautiful, kind of begins to fall into that category where it might be just better to say you look fantastic, Yeah. People have to be careful, because also a whole part of this is documentation. So if you're on the receiving end, if you feel like you're being harassed, you're supposed to document every single time, and you're going to need to do that. And, if you are the person who is harassing, somebody might be writing notes about you,
Right.
Now, these rules have been out there forever.
Yeah.
In terms of documentation, it's been out there forever, but a lot of times companies just didn't promote the rules or look the other way, In cases where there's repetitive harassment, many, many times, their lawyers would be all over it and sort of protect the person who was the harasser. That's probably beginning to change now.
Well, and I love one of your points here, exude professionalism.
Right.
And I want to come back to that when we come back after this break, because that's both parties.
Absolutely.
Both sides of the issue.
Both sides.
If you exude professionalism, I think that solves a lot of problems, don't you?
Yes.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Vicky, real quick.
Oh, sorry. It's Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
All right. And you can find your books there, too, can't they?
Yes.
Vicky with a Y, Oliver.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.